You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We had this gentleman on the show earlier this year. Really enjoyed that conversation. Exciting topic today. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, he's got so much going on, we had to invite him back.
Yes, we did. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Shane Roach. He's a partner with South Haven Builders. Shane, welcome back.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
The pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making time to join us again. So it's good to see you as always. Shane, we do have a specific discussion we want to have today. But before we do that, take a quick minute. Remind us about South Haven Builders and what you're all about.
Yeah, you bet. So South Haven Builders is we like to call ourselves a boutique custom home building firm. We build primarily from Inman Park to Roswell. And we're also doing some work down in Serenby, which we'll talk about in a moment. But yeah, we're a custom home builder. We work with clients who often have property of their own, or we help them find property. And we are really focused on the design build process. So folks come to us with a wish list and dreams and a blank piece of paper, and we work our way through the ideas and all the way to execution and to the moment somebody can move into that dream home.
Outstanding.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Serenby. I believe that you all have built the Atlanta Homes and Lifestyles show home at Serenby.
We have.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, really exciting. So we're kicking off this weekend with 4 weeks of show home activity in Serenby, partnering with Serenby, of course, and Atlanta Homes and Lifestyles magazine. And really excited about the event. We've been working all summer on a really terrific home and with the design team at Atlanta Homes and Lifestyles, and think it's going to be something really special. I think people are going to be really excited to see this home. So
give us some highlights of the house. I want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's great. So, you know, Serenby is just this amazing place, and the Nygren family has had such a vision. And so we're fortunate to be a part of that. We happen to be in sort of the final section of the motto area, as they call it in Serenby. The home sits on a lot that backs up to a really wonderful wooded sort of trailway and protected space with some amazing views. So we worked with the architecture team earlier this year, designed a home that really fits perfectly on the lot. Really gorgeous kind of farmhouse architecture, deep, rich charcoal color and some really neat characteristics. But great family home, 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, beautiful views to the wooded lots, lots of high character, some really neat plaster work and the fireplace and the kitchen. And we think people are going to really love it.
I'll take it.
It's really cool. So is it an open floor plan? Is it 2 stories? Does it have a terrace level? Tell us more.
All the above.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So it's 2 floors on a basement. And great part about the terrace level is got a nice guest bedroom downstairs and a little studio area that looks out into this wooded preserve. On the main floor, it's an owner's on the main floor. Mm-hmm. So really a great way to live, you know, to have that owner's suite on the main floor. And beautiful kitchen, dining, family space. It's all very open, high character. And then on the second floor, a couple more bedrooms and a great loft space, study space, and really dramatic windows and staircase and all the things you might expect in a show home.
Sounds lovely. I'm claiming the studio.
You're claiming the studio? Okay. You're going to have the studio. It sounds fabulous.
It does sound fabulous. This is, in fact, so hot that tonight you're having a preview party and the open house starts tomorrow. Give us all the details of that.
Yeah. So exciting. So the event kicks off tonight. There's a preview party from 7 to 9 p.m. in Serenby. The tickets for that event are $75. And Serenby does this partnership with Atlanta Homes and Lifestyle magazine to benefit the art farm at Serenby, which is a really neat program, encouraging artists and residents and lots of great culture. And so all the proceeds go to that. But preview party, first folks to get to see the house, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight. And then starting tomorrow, Friday through Sunday, October 13th, every weekend from Thursday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and tickets for that general admission are $20. So we're encouraging everyone to come out and check it out. It's always a great excuse to get down to Saranby, maybe catch a play, see some beautiful homes.
Oh, yeah.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
So I have another question on the home. Is it decorated for this or...
It is.
And who decorated?
Yeah, great question. So as the summer has gone on, we've worked with the design team, as mentioned, at Atlanta Homes and Lifestyles. And so we've had a primary design partner that's helped us with all the interior design, colors and features and, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. But then later this summer, the additional designers come in and individual designers take individual rooms within the house. So there are seven different areas staged by seven different designers. So it's really neat to see all of their creative vision as you go room to room and how it all comes together in a total package.
All right. Well, I'll buy that too.
Yeah. Move right in.
Well, furniture. You'd have to just have it all. Just, you know, it's move-in ready, literally.
Move-in ready.
Yeah. Gosh, thinking about this house, it sounds lovely. Is it actually for sale?
It is. We've just listed it with the Saranby sales team. So if anybody is interested, of course, we're hoping some folks will tour the home and get excited about it. But Saranby sales team can tell you all about the home and its availability. But yeah, we expect some excitement as the next few weeks go on, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear about that. So you were telling us a little bit about another exciting project you have. Talk about your Roswell project.
Yeah. So we're in the early stages of development as we speak, but we've been working for really, 18 months now, putting together a project that it will be 16 single-family homes in downtown Roswell.
I didn't know there was any land left in downtown Roswell. So where is it?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a sneaky little spot just behind Bullock Hall. So there has been a parcel that hadn't been developed for a long time. And finally, the property owner was ready to turn it over. And so we had the good fortune of getting involved with it a year or so ago and put together the plans and worked with the city of Roswell. And so development underway. We expect to be starting construction in the spring of 2020. Mm-hmm. And so we'll look forward to seeing lots of folks as things go on. It's going to be a really neat spot. So walking distance to the square and then walking distance to Old Canton Street and some neat trails on the property. So really exciting.
That's a fantastic opportunity. When you think there's nothing left.
Just when you think.
I imagine there's a few of those little secret spots.
There are probably a few, but there's not much, I don't think. Great area.
Yeah, we're excited about it for that very reason. Right. There just isn't much of an opportunity in that immediate area for new homes. And then this feels like a neat one, kind of tucked back in the woods. So it offers a little privacy, but close by at the same time.
But yeah, it's still in the world, and it's still close to that square, which is one of my favorite squares. Mm-hmm. I always say this. I've said this for years on the show. I love all the squares and all the little towns in a metro Atlanta, but Roswell is one of my favorites.
It's a special one for
sure. And that little secret nook in the woods sounds mm-hmm. even more magical. You know, speaking of other little projects, you were mentioning another thing you guys got going on that I think it's still very much in the early phases, probably even the beta testing phases, but you're building a design app. That could be intriguing. Tell us more about what to expect there.
Yeah, you know, we've always got a little something going on a variety of fronts and something that we've encountered at South Haven through the years is that there's always so much communication that it takes between interior design team and an architecture team and a construction team and a homeowner. And inevitably, that ends up being a process of spreadsheets and emails and text messages. And it's a hard way to communicate. And we've always felt like, you know, here we are in 2019, there should be a better way. There's got to be an app for that, right?
It should be.
Yeah. So it turns out that there are a variety of them out there that, you know, are all focused on a little different parts of the industry. And so we really wanted to build one that felt very specific to the custom home building or custom renovation process, interior design and architecture and homeowners. And so, we're just releasing an early beta product of the app. The name is Deco. Certainly, you can find more about it at deco.app, but it's a neat little project that helps people keep track of all the things that are going on in their home. Everybody's got up-to-the-minute information. Everybody can see decisions that are being made. And we're finding that it's really helping streamline our construction process and our design process. But also, it's especially focused on the homeowner, you know, a way for everybody to be able to keep in touch with everything that's going on. So many decisions being made. It's a complicated process, but this seems to be really making it enjoyable for everyone.
That's awesome. So you've got good feedback so far?
Yeah, terrific feedback. We've been piloting with a few of our clients and honing it in over the last year or so. And so we think it's ready for a broader audience, and that's why we're in this beta testing period now.
Very
Our husband's allowed to use it too, because my wife wouldn't let me.
Well, you know, you've got to. We've always got to sort that out with each of our homeowners. We do maybe as much marriage counseling as we do custom home building now and again.
There's the next app you have to develop.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that app sounds really cool. I'm excited to see how that continues to unfold as well. All right, Shane, always good to connect with you. Always some neat stuff going on. So good luck at the preview party tonight. Before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you, learn more about everything happening at South Haven, and learn more about this app, where do they go?
Yeah, you bet. So, of course, you could start at southhavenbuilders.com, learn more about us and the things that we're doing around town. We've got some information there about the Saren B. Show Home. And, of course, SarenB.com would be a great place to see all the exciting things that they have going on. You can learn more about the art farm, the benefits come from the show home project. And then last but not least, on the app side of things, be sure to check us out at deco.app. And that's, I should clarify, that's Deco with two C's. So DECCO.app.
Got it. Shane Roach, a partner with South Haven Builders. As always, Shane, good to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. Thanks for stopping by and checking us out. We look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.